All right, hockey fans, listen up, because we've got something special cooked up for playoff season. It's called the Daily Faceoff Playoff Parlay Challenge, and it's going to add some serious spice to your playoff experience. Now, here's the deal. Every playoff game, you're going to be faced with a handful of questions. It's like your own personal playoff puzzle, and it's free to join. And there are prizes, because who doesn't love winning stuff? Daily winners, you're getting hooked up with gift cards. Treat yourself to some nation gear or maybe even your favorite jersey. And for the big dogs, the people who can win an entire round, it's straight, cold, hard cash. We're talking about real dough for your hockey knowledge. So lace up those skates, stretch those thumbs, and get ready to show off your hockey IQ in the Daily Faceoff Playoff Parlay Challenge. Sign up today and play every game day at games.dailyfaceoff.com and prove your puck prowess.
Hiring for your small business? If you're not looking for professionals on LinkedIn, you're looking in the wrong place. That's like looking for your car keys in a fish tank. LinkedIn helps you hire professionals you can't find anywhere else, even those who aren't actively searching for a new job but might be open to the perfect role. In a given month, over 70% of LinkedIn users don't even visit other leading job sites. So start looking in the right place. With LinkedIn, you can hire professionals like a professional. Post your free job on linkedin.com/people today.
Small details are big surfaces, tight corners are odd shapes, flat, rounded, textured, or tall. Whatever your next project, there's a spray paint pattern that's just right. Because Rust-Oleum's new Custom Spray 5-in-1 gives you control with 5 different spray patterns. So you can tackle nooks, crannies, edges, and curves without worrying about drips, runs, uneven coverage, or anything else. Custom Spray 5-in-1. Only from Rust-Oleum.
Time now for Coming in Hot with Brent Wallace and former Ottawa Senators Bobby Ryan and Jason York.
Good Tuesday morning, everybody. Welcome to Coming in Hot. Brent Wallace, along with Jason York and Bobby Ryan. It's a feisty day today. It's the anniversary of the most penalty minutes filled in a game. Good job, Wally.
That works. Yeah.
That's good English.
Every time
9 a.m. shows.
Every time I'm going to do this on purpose, Wally, just to bug you with old movie and TV references. Every time you come on and do the good morning, I'm waiting for you to say Vietnam.
Great movie. That was a great movie. Great soundtrack. I own the soundtrack to that movie.
Do you?
Robin Williams. Yeah. He was very good.
Hey, Bob, did you just before we go, man, guys, I rewatched all the fights from that 04 game. I forgot. I was just talking to Neeler on the phone. He's going to come on in about 5 minutes. That's insane. Like, it's crazy how many fights were in that game from 2004 with Philadelphia.
Yeah. It's wild to watch. And I remember watching it back, and it's been fun. Like, there were, I believe, 29 misconducts in that game.
that's next level.
like this is every penalty. This is everybody who got a penalty in the game. You just look down the list and like, what just happened? Like, and we always joke about Jason Spezza now owns, the Senators franchise record for most penalty minutes in a game with 35, which is so out of character for him. But he got a double game misconduct for fighting Patrick Sharp.
It's funny when you look at it and you look at the fighters like Chris Neal and Rob Ray just went out and got their honest 5 in and called it a night. Yeah, when you look at all the guys involved.
And that's what I'm going to ask Neal. I'm like, how did you only get 5 minutes in this thing? I tried to reach a few guys to come on today to talk about it, and they're traveling or whatever, but Brian Pothier is one I wanted to talk to because you see him, he's jumping in on Donald Brashear. I'm like, what are you doing?
He's number two, right?
Yes.
Yeah. That's what I thought. Swinging from behind the ref there, like trying to get in the mix. I'm like, good for him.
Yeah. Someone better hold me back.
Yeah.
It was very good. All right. Before Neeler gets on, let's take care of some work. I want to thank you and welcome into our sponsors, but a thank you, first of all, to Betway, who has joined our show, also by BEI, Bob.
Thank you to our good friends at BEI, Bonisher Excavating Incorporated, the heavy civil general contractor in both the public and the private sectors. When planning your next project, consider BEI for your aggregate supply needs, including all things from equipment rentals to haulage and floating and concrete formwork. They move stuff. You can find them at bonisherexcavating.com, 613-432-1120. As always, please slow down in construction zones. And thank you to our good friends at BEI for Good Hockey Friday, too, if you're part of the crew.
Yorkie? Should be. There we go.
There he is. Friend of the show, all around good guy, Douglas Mattress. If you want to get a great night's sleep or a pregame nap before a game, you got to use a Douglas Mattress, named one of Canada's best mattresses on Canadian Living. It's unrivaled comfort, feel, motion isolation, sleeps cool, relieves pressure points, and of course, it's a great value. It's loved by more than 200,000 Canadians and has over 10,000 five-star reviews. Very easy online ordering, free shipping, gets a Douglas mattress delivered right to your door in usually only 1 to 4 business days. Every mattress order comes with a free comfort sleep bundle, pillows, sheets, mattresses, protect a mattress protector. You can order your Douglas mattress today. Douglas Mattress, Canada's best mattress, made for Canadians. My goodness, what a guy he is.
And speaking of what a guy he is, let's welcome in one of three Ottawa, I guess four Ottawa Senators to have the number retired, but number 25 proudly hangs in the rafters here in Ottawa. Then it hangs behind you as well. Neiler, welcome.
How are you?
Good big guy. Okay, so Neiler, I want to get right to it because I don't want to take up all your time, but can you take us back to that night and how, well, first, you know what? How did you only end up with 5 minutes in penalties? But how on earth did you just fight once?
Spez ended up getting, 39 minutes that game. So he got instigator, no tie down, visor. He got the works thrown at him. So anyway, it was quite the game, and it all stemmed from the previous game we played before, when Marty Havlak kicked one of their guys behind the net, and and at the end of the game, he's the only one like sitting on the bench.
I saw Marty about a month ago. I was up in Florida, Neiler. He is such a beauty. He still looks like he can play too. He's in unbelievable shape. Plays tennis every day.
Yeah, it was. I actually talked to him probably a month ago on the phone. He was Richard Valente was on the phone with him, and I popped in, so I got chatting with him. Yeah, it was good. Nice to catch up.
Yeah, such a good guy.
Yeah. So, Neiler, did you know going into that game, because the game before was 8 days earlier, Havlat puts a forearm, some people call it a high stick, into Mark Recchi's throat area. Gets a 2-game suspension. His first game back is in Philly. Ken Hitchcock says somebody's going to make him eat his lunch. But nothing happens in that game until like the last minute and a half. Do you know or expect something's going to happen?
You're prepared for it. And we had a tough team too. So, but it wasn't the cross check. What he got 2 games for is behind the net. He actually ended up kicking him.
Yes.
And, so he got 2 games for kicking. That's what it was back in the day. But the whole fight, Brashear, went after Rob Ray. And then Brian Pache is the nicest guy you'll ever meet. And then I don't know what he said to him to get him riled up, but he went after Brian. And so that's kind of started the whole melee. And I went down to Chara and I go, Z, I go, next face-off, we're doing this again. And I went down to Prusik. I go to Martin Prusik. I go, Pruce, I go, as soon as that puck drops, you skate down and fight their goalie. He's like, he gives me a nod. And so after the second line brawl, I look back down, and he's got his arm on the crossbar just sitting there. He didn't understand what I said.
Yeah, because Patty was already kicked out, right? Laleem was gone.
Yeah, he was.
Right? Because he went down and fought Esch earlier, and Patty did a great job. Like, for a skinny guy, Patty was chucking him.
Well, we've seen a couple of good bouts in the dressing room with our massage therapist with Patty. He can go at it. And, he used to love to have fun before games and wrestle with guys. And anyway, he was a tall, lanky guy, and he wasn't afraid of anything. So one of the best guys you'll ever play with.
Yeah. Neiler, who did you fight in this?
Solmic, I think it's yeah. And I didn't know who I was getting. It was whoever lined up beside us, and you know, I think then Z skated through and grabbed the defenseman and ragdolled him. And
poor Commander's like holding on for dear life.
The guy you grab,
because I think your fight comes up next, is just like, get me the hell out of here.
Yeah. Well, it was all in, and then Fish had a really good one too with I think Hansus. He fought, so, and he ended up throwing him down. But at the end of the day, we had four or five guys get, I think we had four guys getting stitched up after the game. They had six, so it was
a win.
It was a win.
That's one of the tougher Sens team. You had Big Z, you had yourself, and I still maintain Fish is one of the sneakiest, toughest guys of that area. You know, era, like, he was super tough and so strong.
Well, Fish was like a stick of dynamite waiting to explode. And once it went off, it just bang, you know. And so he's, you know, he's a guy that, you know, he'd catch guys. I sort of remember they had this call up from Long Island. I forget the guy's name, but first year he was fighting everyone. And anyway, so I'm like, oh, okay, I'm going to have to fight this guy tonight. And he's coming in. And all, I look down the corner, Fish is going up one side and down the other, and the guy's lying there. So I'm like, oh, thank goodness for that.
Was it Bronco Radivojevic? Is that the guy?
It could be. It could have been. I forget now.
Yeah. Yeah. It's only been 20 years.
Yeah. 1,026 games. They all kind of blend in.
Yeah. And this was early in your career. I think this is game like 207 for you. Mind you, you've got 500 minutes of penalties at this point. Does Jacques say anything? There is like,
oh, here's Flyers right maintain here. That.
Oh,
hold on. We got to watch. Look at the, look at this poor guy. Oh, goodness.
And after I get up, I can hear Teamland or he's calling for the refs to come in.
It's right here.
Him. That's how, yeah, that's how loud he was calling.
Get in here.
Yeah.
He's just hanging on. I wouldn't want to be looking at Zdeno Chara either.
No.
So the Flyers maintain that Jacques sent the players out to fight.
No, he didn't. Jacques didn't send anyone. He just called up who was next. And, you know, and it was the players that we kind of congregated, like, after they were picking up all the gloves and stuff. And we couldn't even send Marty Havlat out to get the gloves because they would have sent someone after him. So anyway, so we're so I was talking with Z and, you know, I said, hey, like, we're going again. This isn't right. Anyway. Like, Jacques didn't send any one of us, and, you know, we just kind of did it on our own, and that's the brotherhood we had on that team, and it was awesome. And then, you know, you see Spez wanting to get in the mix, Brian Smolinski, you know, they just, and if you, you know, if he didn't go, it's like the guys are like looking at you coming down the hallway, like, well, where were you in that, you know? So.
Peter Schaefer stands around on the outside a lot.
Yeah.
No penalty minutes for Peter Schaefer.
No penalty minutes.
Yeah.
He was the glove guy.
Yeah. The guy that I'd probably line up beside him is like, hey, he told the coach he wanted to go, but he goes, oh, look at the curve on your stick. Huh?
So what are you guys thinking about Marty Havlat? Are you pissed off that you're all in this because Marty has done this, or are you all now like, this is wild?
Well, no, like I said, we're one big team and we were in it together. It didn't matter, you know what, like, yeah, he's going, we're going into Philly and it's a hard burn to play in. Their fans are wild. You know, they had a tough team as well. And, you know, every time you go in there, you know, it's going to be, you know, a bit of a gong show. And it wasn't as bad as back in the day, like when they had the Broad Street Bullies and, you know, they just bully teams out of the building. Like, you know, they had some good hockey players as well and a good team. So, you know, for us, you know, with Marty Havlat, you know, no one was, you know, we just made sure he was looked after.
Ready to pop the question? The jewelers at BlueNile.com have got sparkle down to a science with beautiful lab-grown diamonds worthy of your most brilliant moments. Their lab-grown diamonds are independently graded and guaranteed identical to natural diamonds. And they're ready to ship to your door. Go to BlueNile.com and use promo code LISTEN to get $50 off your purchase of $500 or more. That's code LISTEN at BlueNile.com for $50 off. BlueNile.com, code LISTEN.
Hiring for your small business? If you're not looking for professionals on LinkedIn, you're looking in the wrong place. That's like looking for your car keys in a fish tank. LinkedIn helps you hire professionals you can't find anywhere else, even those who aren't actively searching for a new job but might be open to the perfect role. In a given month, over 70% of LinkedIn users don't even visit other leading job sites. So start looking in the right place. With LinkedIn, you can hire professionals like a professional. Post your free job on linkedin.com/people today.
Hey there, it's Michelle Norris. I'm host of a podcast called Your Mama's Kitchen. When I travel, I'm usually looking for a way to find a taste of home when I'm not at home. And one of the things I love to do when I am at home is entertain. And Airbnb allows me to do that. When I was in California recently, I rented a house that had a great kitchen. And when we were sitting around the table, we're all thinking, we're in someone else's house. Someone could be in all of our homes as well. If you have a home, but you're not always at home, you have an Airbnb. Your home might be worth more than you think. Find out how much at airbnb.com/host.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
I thought you were going to get a question.
No, I'm just, I'm still watching the video here. Waiting. Yeah. Like, there's stuff
I'm
going on.
Like, but I'm like, start that clip over again.
At the end of the night, what was the mood in there? I have two questions. One is, can you hear the fans in the stands? Because one thing you can hear when you watch it, how loud everybody is. And what's the mood in the room afterwards?
Well, there's not a person sitting in their seats in that building. It was awesome. Like, and that's the way Philadelphia and you go to New York. Yeah. It's the same way. Like, they love it. Like, New York with that that Rempe kid right now, like, they're loving him right now. And, you know, he's that's the way it was. Like, everyone's cheering, everyone's going. We didn't care about the score of the game. We were losing the game and we were getting embarrassed in the game. And it was like we were, playing at the start of the game not to have this happen. Then once it happened, right. It's like, okay, we started playing again, you know, so.
I do apologize. I meant to mention, sorry, Yorkie, scored the opening goal of this game. I meant to mention right away, the guy that opened the scoring, welcome to the show. And I totally forgot. There you get,
you know what?
Nobody
I didn't even
appreciates
know,
that goal.
I didn't even know that, be honest with you. I've always, I've watched this, a bunch of times and, I've watched it with buddies and that has never come up.
I forgot because there's one clip. Shane Knighty was on that team too. Because Knides, I can see him when guys are coming off. You had not. I forgot Knides. You had Todd Simpson.
Todd Simpson was tough too. So.
I know. Like I keep forgetting about this era of the Sens team.
Yep.
Maybe the toughest team Ottawa ever had. Eh.
I had the year we had Matt Kartner and Kanopka.
Yeah. Forgot about that team too.
So, yeah.
So
it is a different toughness. That's what I say. And maybe more of all around toughness instead of just, four or five guys. Like, you got skill guys that, could go and not afraid of anything like a fish. But then you look back and comparing them. You had a good guy like Zach Smith was the same. He's not, I don't think he's in fish's category, but Zach was a gamer and it's, you had Bobby that would chuck them back in the day too, so he didn't have to do it every time. But when you did, they were always good tilts. And, I can't believe it's already been 20 years since this has happened.
20 years.
Yeah, he's still keeping close with Fish. How's Fish doing these days?
He's doing good. Stay at home dad.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Good deal. It's usually through text and, it's just a quick note here or there and, just to keep in touch. And, I think one thing that, Mike and me have always been close is because, we've always been buddies because we're buddies, not because, who he's with. And, here's the one with the most penalty minutes right here, Spez, I'm watching it coming up.
Him and Patrick Sharp. Yeah.
Yeah. Liam McGuire uses that as a trivia question.
Yeah, with the most sense in a game.
Yeah, they're going Nealer, Denny, VL, Matt. No, Jason Spezza.
Yeah.
Great question.
So here's what I want to ask. We always have a hot and cold performer. So today, you will appreciate who our hot performer is, brought to you by DoorDash. Get everything you need, even at the last minute. Choose what you want from where you want. For a limited time, our listeners get 25% off and zero delivery fees on their first order, $15 or more when you enter the code NATION25. Just download the DoorDash app. Get 25% off up to a $10 value, zero delivery fees in your first order. Offered valid in Canada, subject to change. Terms apply. We picked Marty Havlat, who ended up with a point in this game. He had a team-high 4 shots on goal in his 15 and a half minutes and was a plus one despite the loss and 0 pins. He is the hot performer of that game.
Sitting on the bench watching.
Everybody's fired up after this game, but then him just having a slice of pie, having a pizza, waiting for the bus.
They just keep panning the bench. It's so good.
So what one of the best parts is one of his shifts was skating across to serve a penalty for someone. So he did sit in the penalty box.
Yes. I think he finished the game in the box or something. Yeah. At the very end. It was so good to watch him. By the way, people, if you want to watch, we have a Marty Havlat interview from earlier this year, back in November, I should say. You can find it on our site. It was very good.
He was great.
Nealer, I want to quickly ask you, I know you don't have much time. You brought up Matt Rempe. He is young, and there's concern about him fighting too much being this young. What are your thoughts on him? I know you brought him up earlier, but what are your thoughts on him fighting too much right now?
Well, that's how you make a name for yourself. You want to get in and stay around, and you got to do something that's out of the ordinary. You know, like people are looking at him, you know, is he a beautiful skater? No. I haven't really seen him stick handle, so I don't know about that. But anyway, he can fight. He's big size. You know, at the end of the day, when you're that big, you can hold guys out. And, you know, I watched the Reeves fight. There was no damage done to either guys. And, you know, they were both kind of, you know, they both got their licks in, and I don't think, you know, any one of them took a flush one, you know, other than in the helmet. And, but in saying that, you know, he's making a name for himself, and, you know, if they're going to be good at it on your second and your third time through the loop, your first time through, the guys don't know you, don't know what you're capable of. And it's the second and third time when guys watch fight tapes on you and they can pick up and, you know, and your tendencies, how you start, if you're lefty, righty, you know, no one really knows this kid right now. So, you know, he's doing all right.
Yeah.
We had the Garden chanting his name last night. They love him.
They do love him. That place is awesome to play in, Madison Square Garden. So it's they're. If you look around, you maybe see 5 or 6 kids in the whole building. It's all a bunch of adults drinking beer, and they want it.
Yeah. Dude, very accurate.
Yeah. So that game, which is, we all know, they put you back in the lineup in the 2017 playoff run. And it's for you to, I guess, calm down Tanner Glass. What do you remember about that game for you to be playing at MSG and being, I'll say, enemy number one in that night?
Well, the first game I came back was at home, you know, so then I ended up playing game 6. I probably even shouldn't have played. My hand was mangled. My left was like, just like, boom, like right over. I had to get it frozen to play, and I don't like needles. So, but
Neil doesn't like, are you scared of stuff?
No, I just don't like needles. I go in for a root canal. I don't get freezing. I just let them drill.
Just do it, eh?
Yeah, just do it. So, I not to say I haven't had needles, but you know, I broke my thumb. They were trying to reset it, and I told the doctor, he was this young guy right out of like med school. He's one of the best hand guys in Ottawa. He looked like Doogie Howser. Anyway, I go just reset it. I go just pull it, put it into place. He's like, no. He goes, I'm not your guy then. He goes, if you want to wait for another 4 hours, he goes, I'm freezing it. And I go, wow. So I had to look the other way. I'm holding Don Chow's hand. So, but yeah, no, I don't like, I'm not a big needle guy. And anyway, but you're going about that game when they got thrown in. And, you know, what I remember about that is standing up in front of the room after Guy Boucher did his speech, and I just said to the whole group after he was gone, I go, I'm not going out there to do what I'm going to do for those guys. I'm going out there to do it for everyone in here. And I want you all to play with the biggest set that you had. And the guys erupted. Kyle Turris had 9 hits that night, didn't have 9 all year. Yeah. Anyway, you know, it's just it's the way it was. We had an older group and guys that, hey, I seen it whenever I came in the league. You had some older guys, and I learned that, you know, like a guy like Curtis LeCision, he was in and out of the lineup and just being a good pro, good teammate, and, you know, tried to follow suit and learn from some good guys. And, you know, Bobby's went through it, Yorkie's went through it. It's tough because you want to be involved every night. You think you can contribute, and you're not getting the opportunity because the coach thinks another way. And, you know, it is what it is. And, you know, it's, but, you know, for me to get thrown in to be a part of it, you know, was pretty cool.
Yeah. Yeah.
Part of it. You changed the series too, right? It was Tanner Glass didn't say a peep for the rest of the series.
No, exactly.
Yeah.
But, you know, we had a good team too. And, you know, and I, at the end of the year, my last regular season fight was against Sean Thornton in Florida, and we both broke our hands in that fight. So I missed the last part of the year. I played the last regular season game, and then, you know, that was the only game I got in for the last 20 because I had a broken hand. And, you know, it's part of the thing. But that's a story that's awesome. I love to tell too. So. He fought Mark Borwicki in the first period, and he ended up, doing pretty good on Boro. And so I said to Thors, my first shift against was in the second period. I go, Thors, we got to go. He goes, Nealer, we're up. And I go, hey, you owe me one. And I think it was like the 15th time we fought. And so we went at it. We went like red line, blue line back up. It was a good long fight. And so anyway, we go sit on the bench after, and we're waiting, and then after the game my trainer takes me over, and I'm waiting in there, and we're in Florida, and I'm waiting for an x-ray. So I'm on one of their trainer bed. Thorts comes in and he's like, oh, Neil, your hand too. And I'm like, yeah. So we're both sitting there waiting. He goes, you want a beer? And so him and me had a beer in their trainer's room after the game. After we fought. And it was just reminiscent. We're in there for probably 20 minutes waiting for our x-rays, and we're like, ah, oh, Frank, we're both broken hands. So it's
what a story. What a story. Yeah, what a good dude.
Great dude.
He's working for Florida now, right?
Yes.
Yeah. One of the better guys in the game for sure. Yeah.
Who's your favorite guy, like off the ice, that you fought?
There's like, you know, I don't know Thor's great off the ice, but, you know, I've seen him a bunch. I fought him the most. But like a guy that I fought a couple times, it would be like a guy like Darcy Hordachuk. Like, we're in Nashville. Fish and me went out for dinner with him the night before, and then we went toe-to-toe the next night in Nashville. So, you know, it just, you got respect for all those guys. And when you put that jersey on, that's what you do. You go out and do what you have to do for the team. And, you know, whether it's a big hit, you know, chipping in offensively, you know, forechecking, you know, if you have to fight and someone goes after Bobby toe-dragging out of the corner, then I got to go deal with it.
Well, I appreciate it, buddy.
Neil, are you finally recovered from our Brockville weekend there?
Oh, it took me like a week and a half. I got that head cold, and I roomed with Sean Donovan the first night. He's snoring, I'm coughing. Oh, it was bad. So at the Super Ritz in Brockville.
Yeah. That's
you get points for that stay.
Yeah. it was quite the crew down there though. We had Terry Ryan, Brian McGrath, and Yorkie came down. We did some hot stoves. It was awesome weekend. What a great cause for their outdoor rink, a beautiful spot. You know, so be able to partake in stuff like that around the surrounding area of Ottawa and in the community of Ottawa and still be able to give back, you know, like doing stuff like that is awesome.
Nice to see the Daigle out again too, Neil.
Yeah, the Daigle
getting involved again. Like he's it's good to see.
It is. And, you know, he wants to do more and be involved more. So it's, you know, we have to get Bobby out of retirement to come out. Hey, there's a tryout, Bobby, you know, so.
Oh, I got
We got to do the skate test.
I remember when Guy made me do the skate test 2 days in a row because I cheated. I almost quit hockey.
Hey, what's the skate test? What do you got to do?
Oh, it was almost like a butterfly around the bottom circle. Then you have to go to the far end. You got you got 40 seconds to do it. If it took you 20 to do it, you only got 20 seconds rest. You got to do it 6 times.
Oh, yeah. My God.
Yeah. And it was then they prick your finger and take the blood from it and see how quick you recover.
Oh, God. I hate that.
It's that test is so much more geared to defensemen because four pivots. So I guess when I was pivoting, I was turning the offensive to the skating forward before the cone. So Donna was my guy, didn't say anything to me about it. Maybe give me a warning and I have nothing. I come in and Guy's like, I have to take action on this. You're doing it again tomorrow. And I'm like, fuck, no, I'm not doing it again tomorrow. But it actually worked out better. I went back the next morning, obviously pissed off. Didn't talk to Schwartzy for like a week. after all this, and my test got better for whatever reason. Like the second day, my legs were amazing. So I was
I'll tell you why it got better the second day. Because when you put four guys out there and you're looking over and you're going against one of the other guys, you're like, he's got like 2 steps on you. You got all the brass up there watching. So when you're going by yourself, it's easier to do. There's no pressure. You just do it. You aren't racing. You're racing against your own time. So. You know, like if you do it individually, I think it'd be a lot better. But they put the four guys out there to get that competitive edge out.
Yeah. Well, maybe I was cheating on the drill a little bit because I was going next to Chris Paul, who's just an absolute, or Chris Paul, Nick Paul. I'm talking to Chris Neal. Paulie just flies through those things.
Yeah.
So I was like, this is brutal. Neiler, if there's a stick handling test, Neiler, I'm in.
Yeah, exactly.
I just want to bring you back to 04 for one sec. What did Jacques say in the room after? Sean Van Allen told me you lost the game, but that game felt like a win to the players. I'm just curious what Jacques said to you, or if anything.
He didn't say a whole lot. Yeah. It was more the morale factor with the whole team and how we bonded. Like, you know, normally after a loss, it's like it's a morgue on the bus. Like, guys got their headphones on, they're doing their thing. Well, it, like, you know, the odd time we back in the day, we get a case of beer at the back. So we got a beer each and, you know, going to the airport and the boys were all talking about it. For the morale of the team, it was awesome. It brought us tighter together. And, you know, it was, you know, sometimes you need that. You know, you look at, and Bobby can probably vouch for this. Like, you know, if you're in a bit of a slump. You know, you got to do something different. You haven't scored in 8 games. Well, maybe you go out and you know, it doesn't matter if you're a skilled player, you can go out and grab one of their skilled guys and have a little tussle up and, you know, you're contributing to the team and it gets you out of your funk.
Mm-hmm.
Yep.
Absolutely. Yeah, absolutely does. Yeah.
And you go to New Jersey the next night and play and there's, I think you guys have 10 minutes in penalties that night, just minors. was it a very quiet game for you guys? We're like, okay, let's just get through this one.
Well, it's not even that. Like, you know, the way it all depends on how certain teams play. Like, you know, like you go into Toronto back in the day, you knew there was going to be a bunch of fights, there's going to be penalties, there's going to be power play. So you spend a little extra time on video with power play and penalty kill, because where then you go to the team in New Jersey, you know, they just play hard. You got to worry about Scott Stevens stepping up on you. If you skating through the middle of your head down, well, you're going to get tattooed. So it's a more simple game. And you got guys like that on the opposing end, you know, because you don't want to be caught in the trolley tracks.
So you must play these charity games with former Leafs. Have you played with Darcy Tucker?
Yes, I have. I've been on a line with him. So we're having hockey day in Canada. I got screeched in with him too. So said kissing the cod was better than kissing him. So
like, do you guys joke about stuff now? Do you talk about anything or just
100%? You know, he's a good dude. And all those guys, I never got to play against him, but Wendell Clark, what an awesome guy. Great guy. You know, done a bunch of stuff with him. Just a tremendous guy. And, you know, I think, you know, be able to sit down and listen to, and Lanny McDonald was another one I've done some stuff with, you know, hearing their stories and, you know, legends of the game, and, you know, be able to, you know, do these types of things myself and, you know, relay some of the stories that, you know, are so fond in my mind. And there's so many, you get talking and, you know, just reminisces, you know, oh yeah, I remember that. It brings, just jogs back your memory. And, you know, then all of a sudden something else kicks up, and there's like playing the NHL was awesome, and be able to have all those fond memories and be able to do it with a group of guys every single year. And, you know, it's not the same group every year. You got guys turned over and, you know, but for the most part, you know, you have a bunch of guys that you end up playing a long period of time with. And, you know, it's a brotherhood that you cannot replace.
Absolutely. Absolutely. Totally. I'm going to see it. I'm going to see Tux on Saturday, Nealer. His kid, Tux's kid, plays with my son in Elmira. He plays just like his dad too. He's running everybody over. It's so funny to watch.
Oh, that's awesome. Well, we did that hockey day in Canada. And so I'm in a room with Wendell Clark, Lanny McDonald, and this is after everything's done. So we're in a small room. There's about eight of us in there and a case of beer in the middle of the room. And anyway, Lanny and Wendell, and the rest of us are just sitting around there drinking beer and listening to stories from them. And it was one of the best nights that you can ever. Kenny Reed was in there. Oh, and nice. So anyway, Tux's room key falls out of his pocket. Or sorry, Kenny Reed's room key falls out of his pocket. So I kind of just grab it and I go, okay, I got to go to the bathroom, guys. So I go up, I go, a big guy like you on TV, you must get the penthouse. He's like, no, I'm in room 226. So I get his room numbers. I go into his room and torpedo his room. And then, he thinks it's Tucker the whole weekend. It was unbelievable. Tux, it wasn't me. So then he goes and gets it. It was pretty funny though. He went and got Tucker back. And meanwhile, I did a little skit before I left with Philly and me. And we basically said, hey, you know, coming out here was an awesome experience. And, you know, one of the highlights of the weekend was when I torpedoed Kenny Reed's room. And, you know, Tux took the blame for it. So,
Great story.
So even though we're retired, we still like to have fun and joke around.
Yeah. Well, that was great. Hey, thanks for coming on today, man. We appreciate it.
Awesome. Yeah.
No problem. You. It's good to see you guys. And nice to see you, Bobby, and hopefully get you around some more, buddy.
You too, big guy. I was thinking about when you talked about fish. I'm supposed to be skating with him about 2 hours, but you never know if he's showing up.
No, probably not. If you tell him you're doing skeet shooting on the arena, he'll be there.
No kidding.
Okay. Yeah. All right, Nealer, thank you for doing this. Okay. Much appreciated.
No problem, guys.
Yeah.
There goes Chris Neal, all-time penalty minute leader for the Ottawa Senators. One of three guys, current Ottawa Senators, have their number retired. Bobby, it's funny you bring up Mike Fisher. I asked him to come on the show. He goes, sorry, I'm traveling that day.
Was that today?
When you see him, ask him what time the flight got in.
Well, I'm going to see if he didn't. Andy Sutton throws out the text in our big group chat every Sunday or Monday. So he sent it out Sunday and he didn't get a lot of replies this week. And Fish did write out. So I guess he's not playing.
I'll be traveling Tuesday afternoon. I'm like, okay.
No, he didn't. Fish does not lie. He does not lie.
Well, no, that's it would be so good if he was and be at the game or at the scrimmage. All right.
Andy Sutton, the famous quote, you're an expert.
Before we go, one more thing just on penalty minutes and games. I found it interesting. Maybe you guys don't care. In today's Did You Know, brought to you by Wendy's. Wendy's is letting you win real food with your fantasy team all year and daily face-off. For those of you who smoke the competition, Wendy's is rewarding you with weekly prizes that will have you winning despite your lack of team-building skills. Just download the Wendy's app and score yourself 150 bonus reward points on your first order and grab a sweet victory from the mouth-watering jaws of defeat along with some fresh, never-frozen Canadian beef. Download the Wendy's app and go to dailyfaceoff.com, sign up to play Wendy's Daily Faceoff Survivor Pool, and win weekly prizes like the good old spicy chicken sandwich from Wendy's and the Wendy's app. So today's Did You Know? Since the Flyers brawl in 2004, the only time any other game has come close to 419 minutes in penalties was on February 11, 2011. Penguins, Islanders, they only got to 346. The single game, this one was fascinating to me. The single game record for pins by a player is 67. set by Pembroke native Randy Holt on March 11th, 79. All of them, by the way, in the first period. He got one minor, three fighting majors, two misconducts, and three game misconducts. Also ended up with a three-game suspension. If you go back to this game, he sucker punches a guy and gets a – and that's what kind of creates the – because it's the brawl, it's the Flyers, right? So the Broad Street Bullies. But he gets a 5 and a 10, it, like 4 minutes to go in the period. He comes out after the five-minute mark. So I guess it's 6 minutes to go. So I don't know how he comes out and now has another shift. But with 2 seconds to go, he's in another fight. And then they put him in the box as he comes out for the end of the period, line brawl. Sorry, full-on brawl.
And that's the beauty.
It's a great story to watch and see, but you can just see the brawl. He and Paul Holmgren went toe-to-toe. He did beat up Paul Holmgren pretty good, though.
Yeah, that's a tough, tough man right there, Paul Holmgren.
Yes, yes.
I played men's league basketball with Homer.
Did you?
Yeah. Yep.
Really?
Yeah.
And is he just the same on the court?
The exact same. The exact same. I'll never forget. And he didn't care about the game. He was terrible at basketball. But he wanted – it was his workout. So when he was supposed to be on the bench, he'd be behind the bench doing running in place and burpees and staying – like he's in fit shape still. And just an awesome, awesome guy to have out there. But I remember there was a couple people pushing each other around after it, and somebody wound up to actually hit Homer. And another player on our team grabbed the guy's hand and said, "Do not do that. Do not do that." I'll never forget it. We were playing men's league basketball in Cherry Hill, New Jersey.
So, hey guys, there's breaking news right now. Breaking news: the Sens have recalled forward Rourke Chartier.
Oh, all right.
Yep.
Yorkie's day is made.
We know who Yorkie's now picking to win for the lock of the day.
he gets shit done. That's what he does.
He's been on fire lately. Like I thought he deserved the call up. I would have called him up before Zach MacEwen.
Yeah.
Yeah.
But now he'll replace Zach, who's obviously hurt and flew back to Ottawa.
Yep.
It is interesting. They will get back. So yesterday they frolicked on the beach at Huntington Beach. And they're back on the ice. Well, they're skating today, but back playing tomorrow against Anaheim. Let's just do the lock of the day right now, shall we? Brought to you by Betway, which is our new partner. We'd like to welcome to the show. Please play responsibly. Must be 19 years of age or older. So in today's lock of the day, now that we have this breaking news of Rourke Chartier playing, who are you guys taking? And Bobby's up. Like I've now fallen. I'm below 500. This isn't good for me.
Below 500, Wally. Yeah. My goodness.
And despite the fact that Ottawa's lost four in a row and they're 0-3-1 in their last four road games and they played terrible in Anaheim, I am taking the Ottawa Senators.
Whoa. Okay, right to it.
I'm going last this time.
I would like to point out also that the Ottawa does have some of the worst special teams in the league. But Anaheim's goals against average is 28th. So I'm hoping that Ottawa can exploit their goaltending.
Get some offense out of it. It's a tough one. You always travel. The travel west is always interesting. I don't think it's as big a deal, but nowadays. But it's such a tough week. Like, is Tarasenko going to get scratched?
No.
Are they gonna maybe possibly scratch Chychrun? Like, there's decisions to be made there before tomorrow. So Anaheim's in the same boat. They're selling too, right? So you don't know who's going to dress over there. Is Vetrano going to play, who's got 30? I just don't know. But I'm going to take California's a tough trip. I'm just going to take the home team and take Anaheim at home. I saw the guys had a nice day on the beach, little relay or whatever. They were doing some racing and stuff. It's just a weird trip to, I'm taking Anaheim. It's a late night.
Need to know Brady in or Brady out. I think Brady's out, right?
I think Brady's out.
No Brady.
So they can't sit Tarasenko. They don't have the bodies.
So they would have to dress them and maybe spot them.
Unless they call somebody up again tomorrow, which I can't imagine.
Yeah.
Yeah, you got to doubt that.
It's probably getting warm in Anaheim right now. Ice is probably terrible. It's like it always is, Bob.
Always terrible in March.
So bad.
Yeah.
Yeah, I'm gonna take the Duckies as well. Ottawa's waiting to see what shakes down here with the trade deadline.
They can scratch Chychrun, right? They have 7D on the trip, obviously. They always do. So Chychrun could be. Yeah. Okay.
Yeah. But with Brady being a late scratch, and now Zach, like, they haven't filled the forward spot, if I'm not mistaken, unless Brännström plays forward again. That's all.
And Ottawa, I guess, I mean, we got 24 hours or more so than 24 hours to see how things shake out. Cause if I'm Stelios and I have even whispers of conversations about Tarasenko and or Chychrun or whoever else it might be being moved, you got to hold them. You can't put the asset in danger, right? Of being injured. So it'll be interesting.
Maybe they're not moving them then.
I can tell you what, it's a 9 o'clock start, so I'll be watching that one in the morning.
Yeah. You know what? I don't know that they moved Jacob Chychrun until the offseason. I feel more confident he's not moving until the offseason.
Do you? Why is that?
I don't think they're in any rush to do it. I don't know that the market is really high right now for him. And so I think they're looking to acquire picks. They'll do it in the summer.
True. All right.
Yeah, I just keep thinking two playoffs versus one playoff. But then again, if you trade and sign him to an extension, it doesn't matter, right?
Yeah.
True. I don't know.
I don't think he trades till the summer. I just get that feeling.
Yeah. There's more market in the summer, that's for sure, right? But yep. I don't know. I do think that's a big point, the two playoff run. I do.
I know. He's cheap for a year, but I wouldn't be shocked. I just see them moving Vladimir Tarasenko. I don't think that if you've seen all along this year that they're very patient, I don't know that they're in any rush to do it now, unless it's a completely first round type deal.
I agree with that as well. But hey, Chychrun's losing himself money right now. Like, he hasn't been good. So if I'm him and they're having conversations, I'm saying move me so that he can start to have some playoff runs and have some, I guess, resume before he hits free agency, yep. Right?
Yeah, but I mean, he's shown he's healthy. He's shown like he can score goals still. Leads all defensemen in power play goals since he's been here with four.
Yeah.
Like,
you know what you're getting with him.
Yes. So anyway, let's see what happens. But I suspect he doesn't get moved. Bobby, you brought up the Western trip recently. Mm-hmm. I just looked it up. Like, Ottawa at Anaheim in the last seven visits, they're 2-5. In LA, they're 2-2-1 in their last five. But they haven't played there since November of 2022. Same with, they haven't played in San Jose since March 2022. But at San Jose, they're 1-4 in their last five. They still do struggle. Is it just, it's not the, well, it used to be the teams were very good to go through there, but is it just the weather and environment?
It's, I don't know why it's such a hard, like, Yorkie, you played for Anaheim too. It's hard to focus on hockey when you're there and you're coming from a place on the east that's cold and
middle of February.
And you're like, well, we just left practice. Let's go to Nobu. It's right there. Like, you're just, I don't know. It's always a tough trip. And then you always have a back-to-back in Anaheim, LA. So if you get off on a bad start, it's hard to come back. It's just a hard trip to focus. It really is.
Man, I miss living in Anaheim in the winter.
Yeah.
It's like finish a game at whenever you get home around midnight. I had a lime tree in my backyard, Bob. So I'd get home from a game. I would slice off a lime from my tree, put said lime in my Corona and go sit in my hot tub in February. Like, it doesn't get much better than that.
I lived on the Back Bay, up inland a little bit, but the bay in the morning you would wake up and it was like, it was beautiful, but it would trick me every single day where it's like, oh, I got to put shoes and pants on. It's going to be freezing. Yeah. You get to do, and then you get to the rink and you're like, it's 81 degrees. What was I thinking? I do miss that about it though. I don't miss the traffic. I don't miss anything else about it, but I miss the weather.
Yeah. The biggest thing that sucks there, if you want to do anything at night, you got to like plan for traffic. You want to go to a movie.
Yep.
You got to get there an hour early. Just so many people there. Like, it's so overpopulated and it's so annoying, but the weather comes with a price.
I lived 13 minutes from the Honda Center, or 13 miles, excuse me. And it could take anywhere from 13 minutes to an hour and 20 on game day in the afternoon. I had to leave to go back to the rink at 3:45 to make sure that I was there by 4:45 at the very latest.
Yeah. It's crazy.
Just never knew what you were going to. And then some days you get there and you're there in 15 minutes because there's zero traffic.
Yeah.
And you're like, okay, now I'm at the rink 3.5 hours early. great. Like, so it was always tricky. That's why I loved the fact that we played on Sundays. Sunday games were great, but Randy made us come in at 9 a.m. for a 9 a.m. skate on Sunday game. I was like, what are we doing?
Oh God. It is surreal playing there as a player though, because you don't even really feel like you're in the NHL because you're so obscure when you live there because nobody knows any of the players. You can go anywhere and be like under the radar ghost. So it is, and you're on later. So it's so different. Like, you're so removed. I always felt removed from the league playing out there.
Absolutely. Yeah.
Yeah. It's hard to, I guess that's the best way to describe it. It's a very peculiar place to play with great weather.
Yep. Yep.
I would like to point out Rourke Cherche's first NHL goal was October 28th, 2018 at the Anaheim Ducks.
Oh, the stars are aligning, Yorkie.
Oh boy. Could be a night. Could have himself a night. Tell you what though, Jacques must love how this guy plays. Like, low risk, everything is puck managed, chipped in,
kind of goes about his business, huh?
Yeah.
I just don't know why I didn't get recalled first.
I hope this guy, if it doesn't work out in Ottawa for whatever reason, I hope he finds a spot, because guys like that can sometimes, if you go right place, right time, you can get a little niche and get a few more years in NHL.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
Is he 27?
I think he's 27.
I think he's earned, like, he's a guy I would love to re-sign. He's a UFA, if I'm not mistaken, at the end of the year. I would love to have him re-signed.
Mm-hmm.
I think he's perfect for what you need at depth.
Absolutely. Yeah.
Yeah, I agree. I agree.
Perfect 13-14 forward for you.
Mm-hmm. Low maintenance.
Yeah. I would be interested to see that happen too. Yeah.
Just wanted to look up Rourke Cherche, his last few games. He had 2 goals in his last game. He's got 4 in his last 4, 5 in his last 6.
So he's coming up with some confidence.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Well, he put up numbers when he was a young player. Like, he had some pretty good seasons when he was a younger guy. So he does. You can tell he's smart, and smart players that, because a smart guy figures out what he needs to do in the NHL. Then you go down to the minors, and because you're smarter than most of the guys down there, you know where the puck's going, and you get some points. It's a little slower down there.
Yeah. Yeah.
He's got 7 goals in his last 10 games in the minors, by the way.
It's pretty good. Yeah, it's pretty good. At whatever level you want to call it, that's you're scoring at a pretty good clip there.
Yeah. All right. So I did a reminder, right? I reminded everybody to check out the Marty Havlat interview that we done earlier, which is very good about the what he did to cause the nonsense. And so with that, we will see you on Thursday as we get ready for trade deadline on Friday. Ian Mendes, who's on the West Coast, who was at the Laker game last night and snapping all the pictures of Will Ferrell, he's supposed to join us. So nice. We'll amazing. See if we can make that happen.
Alrighty.
So yeah. So boys, until then, enjoy your skates if you've got them, and Yorkie, enjoy your day, my friend.
See you, everybody.
See you guys.
See you guys.
Thanks for tuning in to Coming In Hot. If you enjoyed the show, hit that like button and be sure to subscribe to never miss an episode.
Tired of ads interfering with your favorite sports podcasts? Good news. Ad-free listening is available on Amazon Music for all the music plus top podcasts included with your Prime membership. Stay ahead of the game by downloading the Amazon Music app for free or go to amazon.com/sportsadfree. That's amazon.com/sportsadfree to catch up on the latest episodes without the ads.
Hey everyone, Craig Robinson here. I want you to check out the Ways to Win podcast, brought to you by Ford and the new 2024 Ford F-150 truck. On Ways to Win, Coach Cal and I will discuss leadership lessons we've learned. We know all about the days spent perfecting your craft outside of the limelight. and have knowledge to share about how strength, inspiration, encouragement, and adaptability are the key ingredients to drive toward your dreams. And those same ingredients can be found in the new 2024 Ford F-150 truck. So check out my podcast, Ways to Win, and also check out the new 2024 Ford F-150 truck. Learn more at Ford.com. Built Ford tough, built Ford proud. Hi, this is Craig Robinson from Ways to Win, and support for this podcast comes from Invesco QQQ, the official ETF of the NCAA. Invesco QQQ is proud to sponsor this episode and even prouder to provide access to innovation for the last 25 years. Basketball has had innovations over the years, too. We're seeing the game played in new ways every day. Learn more at Invesco.com/QQQ. Let's rethink possibility. Invesco Distributors, Inc.